I had a first date last night. I didn't know it was a date until it was over.
How does that work? All right, okay, all right. So let's just backtrack just a touch. So you went out last night.
Yes.
Under the impression you were just a couple of friends just going out for a bite to eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because originally I think it was brought up like, hey, would you want to hang out sometime?
Okay.
To me, that's not a date. It's
No. So what gave you the impression that it wasn't a date? Because if it was a date, if one person was thinking it was a date and you wasn't.
So we went out to the Green Turtle.
Okay.
In Dover.
Okay. I
drove myself there.
That's a little bit of a red flag that it wasn't a date.
Yeah. I mean, we had a good time. Cool dude.
Okay.
Talked a lot. We split the bill.
See, the split the bill thing, I can kind of, that seems to be like for me, maybe because I'm just a little bit more old school, like I would always get the check. Especially on a first date, you know. But I think there's that whole thing now where if you split it like 50-50, then...
And there's no pressure.
There's no pressure. There's no obligation and stuff. Oh, well, I bought you dinner. Let's go make out. You know what I mean? There's none of that anymore.
Yeah. And so, then we...
That's okay.
We left and we split ways in the parking lot.
No hugs?
No. I went in for a hug. I think he went in for a handshake.
Really? Really?
I think so. I don't know what happened. I was like, oh.
So basically,
I talked to you later, man. Like, I didn't feel any pressure. I was just,
that's weird.
Yeah, I got my car, left, and then he had texted me and said, hey, let me know when you get home. Safe travels. I said, cool, home. And then he's like, I had a good time. And I had a really good time, too. Yeah. He's like, I had a good time. I hope you're interested in a second date or something, whatever. And I was like, it's a date. I just replied I had a good time, too, because I was like, I don't know if I should tell him I didn't know it was a date.
Well, the thing is, though,
dude.
Cool or not, that's not a good first date performance on his part.
I just didn't know.
Because if it was a first date, like, you know, like when you got there, like, did he get up and greet you or?
No.
Okay.
So that's what I was actually, I got in the car and I had a missed call from a friend. So I called them back and I said, I don't know if I was on a date or not just now. And they said, did he pick you up? And I said, no, it wasn't a date.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Because you should buy right to go. Because that's part of it. So what you should be is, hey, Amy, do you want to go Green Turtle? Sure. Okay. What time do you want to go? 6:30. Okay.
Well,
what's your address? I'll come pick you up.
What left me under the impression that it wasn't a date was that he said, hey, do you want to hang out sometime?
Yeah.
That's
that and trying to shake your hand is another,
yeah.
is another one.
You want to chill. I think do you want to chill was the verbiage.
Yeah.
Because we had a whole conversation.
We
put a poll up on Twitter. Mm. What does chill mean? We had a whole conversation about it.
It's very interesting to me, and I can't figure it out. Because now, obviously, by saying that to you, then obviously he was under the impression that that was a first date.
Yeah, and if it was, conversation-wise, it went well. Yeah.
I mean, on the flip of the coin, it can only get better if you do a second date. I guess. I don't know. But is that how it is now? Like, guys don't go all, like, I'm going to say gushy, but guys don't do that knight in shining armor bit now in case it freaks women out. I don't know. Is that what it's like now?
It's established through Snapchat. Like, I don't have his number. We don't text. We talk on Snapchat. It doesn't seem, I don't know. I feel like I'm 30. I'm 31, right?
Yeah.
This should be where, like, I don't know what's happening ever. I'm not on Tinder. I don't do Tinder. I don't do any online dating.
Uh-huh.
I find it weird that I talk to people just on Snapchat and that we're hanging out. I was like, cool. Like, we went.
That's very odd to me. And as I said, is it that whole thing there where guys are scared to come over as being, as I said, like two knight in shining armor where women are, that's creepy. Is it tough for guys? I don't know. Or is it just the fact that he might just been awkward, or he's, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm really puzzled by the whole situation.
I'm you and me both. I wasn't, and like I said, he was a cool dude. We had a lot to talk about. Conversation was easy.
That's cool.
But
see, my brain, if it was a date, picking you up, splitting the check, I'd be kind of cool with that for a first one. But then, like, maybe trying to shake your hand in the parking lot. That's a bit weird. Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
What's your name?
Oh, we all lost right. you.
Yeah, 424-1234. I'm not sure. Maybe you can tell me.
Because I have no idea. Normally, I'm really good at calling that, but I'm totally puzzled by the whole thing.
I just know that, like, you know, I'm getting better with age at this point in my life, and nobody cares. Instead of a personal trainer, I should have a personality trainer. and work on myself.
I don't even think it's that, though. When we hosted the Single Mingle in back in February, women outnumbered dudes considerably. Wasn't it like 3-1 or something like that? You know, I don't know if it just... Our picking's really slim, like for ladies here, for guys. I don't know. And our guys, on the flip of that, just very cautious about how they approach women now, because you see so many stories on Facebook and stuff like that. Have women been that open, not blaming women, but have women been that open and vocal about how their day-to-day lives go on Facebook have made guys so scared to do anything that might look like it's being shady? You know what I mean?
So this, me coming on here and doing this, not doing me any favors right now.
Probably not, but it entertains me. Hi, 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Quentin.
Hey, Quentin, what's going on?
Nothing much. I was just hearing this story about Amy's weird date.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that is really weird, from like the fact that she had to drive herself there to when you tried to shake her hand in the parking lot. I mean,
like I said, it was a very casual Dave, but
it's casual. It's casual.
I think I was just under the impression that it was because it initiated on Snapchat, and we've been talking back and forth on Snapchat, and he never said like, "Hey, like I'd like to take you out." It was, "Do you want to hang out sometime, or do you want to chill sometime?" I was like, "Yeah," and he's like, "I said, he's a cool dude. I had a lot of fun. We had a conversation, was easy. So, but there wasn't any weirdness or awkwardness." I just didn't know until it was over that it was. I was like, oh.
Because it wasn't really a date.
Not that I would have acted any different, I guess. But we're not on the same page.
Right. I mean, at least the conversation was easy, because that's the worst part about a first date, is trying to figure out how am I supposed to break the ice with this person.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's what I said. We talk a lot on Snapchat, and I laughed a lot. He's a funny dude, so I don't know. I was like, oh, this is interesting. I feel like I'm out of the loop, and I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because I am the loop. Yeah. I feel like I should be in it. Thank you for checking in, Quentin. Have a good one.
You're welcome. You too.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
My name's Stan.
Stan, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I think women are too picky in Delaware.
Women are too picky. Okay. Are you single, Stan?
Yes, I am.
All right, so...
And I'm not a bad-looking guy, but it just seems like it's impossible to get the girl around here.
Stan, what's your... You're not a bad-looking guy. What's your last name?
Why?
Because I'm going to look you up on Facebook right now. You're not going to come up here and talk about everybody.
I don't do Facebook.
Yeah, real good looking. Why do you think women are too picky?
I don't know. I'm just wondering why they're looking for a specific looking guy, you know? I don't think they care what they do. It's just, they're just looking for a guy that looks good.
Oh, well, if you look good, then you should be getting dates. Listen, there's at the end of the day, I will tell you that what's important to me, out above everything else, is a sense of humor.
Yep.
I find humor in a lot of things. I laugh at a lot of things. I like to laugh. And so for a dude that makes me laugh, I'm interested.
You could, but you could.
I'm a funny guy, and I.
Not on here, you're not. Yeah.
I look decent. I don't know what the problem is.
Stan, get on Facebook. Are you on Tinder? Do you do any online dating?
No, I don't do any of that.
All right, Stan, where are you from?
Dover.
Stan from Dover. Single, ladies.
Perfect.
All right, Stan.
Stan.
Bye.
Bye.
Stan, all right. If you want to tweet, you can tweet us at Petch Name. If you want to call, you can call on the show, 424-1234.